We're on the record.
Monday at 7 PM, Monday, July 13, 2026. We'll open up the Savannah City Council meeting. Mr. Allen, pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. First item on the agenda is to direct the minutes.
Make a motion to approve the minutes. Second.
Okay, we have first and second to approve the minutes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Minutes are approved. Next item is the, we'll open up a public hearing for resolution number 858, which is adopting a six-year transportation improvement program for the years 2027 through 2032. You want to do an introduction?
Yeah, I can do a quick little review of it. So it's just a pretty much a wish list of what we would want to get done for our streets and projects and stuff. All this does is allow us to get grant funding. If we just do decide to do any projects, it just puts us in kind of the ticket to get some funding for it. We'll do sidewalks and stuff as needed and chip seal, depending on what we have for budget wise and the street fund and stuff, so.
Great.
Yeah.
Is there any questions?
Any questions?
Okay, any questions from council? Please state your name and address.
Helen Solem. I'm at 4289 Rock Road. It just seems enormously expensive to, for our budget. And I just wonder if this is the best use of some of the funds. And I have a specific question about Front Street to south of the bridge. Is if I pull this up and if I recall correctly, that is that half of the next six-year budget for 0.26 miles of Sumas Avenue? And to repave that? Is that the price of repaving a quarter mile of on Sumas Avenue? Is that what this is? That's my question.
Well, it's.
I'm allowed to answer. You talking about number four there, the Sumas Ave rebuild engineering, or what part are you talking about?
There's.
Because there's one for 588, and then there's one for 40,000. And are you talking about line six, the full reconstruction for 4.5 million? Is that what you said?
Yes, I can't pull it up right now. I should have, okay.
No, no, that's fine. We can talk it through. Is it the 4.5?
There are four items, and they're all pertain to 0.26 miles of Sumas Avenue, south of the bridge to Front Street. Each one of them are going to happen in a year apart.
Yeah, so pretty much that thing, this thing is a wish list.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. Okay, thank you. Yes. So right.
So none of this is getting done. There is, you know how we got Sumas Ave done north of the footbridge to Garfield, the section of that got done. Well, and that was also waterline and ADA compliant sidewalks and crosswalks, right? So this is just a big, like an engineer gives you, hey, it's going to cost this much to do it. We're not guaranteeing to do any of this. This is just a possibility. If there is extra money out there in the state, we go for a grant. And let's say through a grant, we can get everything paid for it, and the city only has to put in $50,000. I'm just using this as an example. Do you not think that would be a good use of $50,000 if you can get somebody else to pay for $4 and some million project?
$50,000 compared to $4.5 million.
Right, but that's the price of the whole project is what I'm saying. So ask me, listen there.
So that's the water.
What all depends on what's in there. So it'd be water, sea.
Repaving, is that, there's no bridge involved in it?
No bridge involved on that. It'd be a bike lane, parking on both sides, sidewalks and all that.
Is there a picture? I mean, is there a map, a draft of this somewhere?
Nothing.
This is written up? This is it?
This is it. It's early stages of that. We're not spending any extra money to come up with anything. It's that if there is money and there's potential of funding, we'd like to have it on the list so we can get funding for it. That's all it's.
But this doesn't mean it's going on the budget. This just means it's.
No, it's a.
Potentially, it's a wish list.
Yeah.
So you have to make one so you can apply for the grant.
Yeah, no.
You got it. Yeah.
That makes sense. That makes sense. But thank you for asking that question because I thought it was a high price tag. Thank you.
Yep.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay, any other questions?
I have a question if everyone out there is done. What is that 1.7 million make up? Like, what roads for crack seal projects?
That's all of town.
That's to do everything in town.
Yep.
And that's just if we get. Well, and then what does the state acquired funds over here mean? I know we look at this every year. I'm sorry that I can't remember.
Grant money.
So that's saying, do we have grant that?
There's a potential we could get that much grant money.
So then.
And then our match would be 85,000 and change.
Okay. That's the local, local acquired funds is SUMAC.
Correct.
Okay. If we had 1.7, that's just for crack seal. We can't use that for other, okay.
As for a street project, like street department would only pay for street projects.
Right. I mean the 1.7 or the $1.6 million. Like if we got that from the state, it would have to go to crack seal. For the roads, it couldn't go to like repaving or something else.
No, because they do they score every road. That's how we've gotten in the past some of the chip sealing or the crack sealing and stuff done before and paid for.
Right.
Is because of what our rating of our roads coming up. So it's a program through testing that they come through and rate them, and then I go and do a drive through with them and figure out what roads and potholes need to be paved or patched, and what sections need to be done. And then that's step one, and then step two is they come through and they chip seal it.
Yeah. Okay. Because I think, the consensus I got over the weekend was, this just seems like it's not that we're paying the money, I know that. I mean, the 1.6, but it just seems like a lot of money. I just want to make sure that we can't think of something, it has to be used for the chip seal. It can't be, okay.
Yeah. And a lot of money, look at the price of fuel and the product they use, petroleum based, that gets put out there. Everything's expensive.
No, I get that. I just want to make sure we're spending it.
Prevailing wage and everything on top of that, too.
Yeah. I just want to make sure that we're spending, that's the best use, the only use of that $1.6 million.
Yeah. We're looking for that.
So should this say chip sealing versus crack?
No. Yeah.
They could say that, but as long as it's through there, it's fine.
We can do smaller.
So basically it's crack and chip seal.
Because they'll do a little bit of both depending on where they're at.
And then when you move these over, like the CMSF for 4.5 in 2029, that's just a wish list too. Because it looks like you might have a federal acquired funds.
Yeah, for that, there's Carson County knows a little bit more. There was a Thriving Communities grant.
Yep.
We've got some money allocated for that to kind of work through that project for design and stuff. So we do have some money kind of allocated for that, but not enough to do the whole project yet.
Okay.
So we're just kind of slowly working that, putting on the list. We're gonna keep getting funding as the project develops.
Okay, so you push it out a few years. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I guess if we can get 1.6 million from the state, do you think if you talk to them, we could ask if they could put in a stop crosswalk, if you talk to the state?
Correct. cross off where.
Oh, but it's Sumas Drive.
No, that's a different thing. It's different programs, different. I mean, it's a state still, but they're different programs.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, any other questions?
Make the motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
Okay, we have a second to close the public hearing. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
So make a motion to adopt resolution number 856 on the 6-year transportation program for 27 years that we have just discussed.
Second.
Okay, we have a first and second to adopt resolution number 858, adopting the 6-year transportation improvement program for the years 2027 through 2032. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, motion passes. All right, citizen input. Anybody want to say anything? Okay. Is it your name and address?
Yeah, Brett Egbert, 121 Jefferson Court. And I apologize, I missed you last time. I was actually out of town for a work thing, a new job. I've never had to go on a work trip before. It was exciting and boring. And unfortunately, we have no remote option, so that meant I just missed it. So I am here once again, because I'm not dropping this, asking for some sort of remote option for us. We have the equipment. There's a need there. I've been coming here for about a year and a half regularly now. And I can tell you that for about the first year, there wasn't a whole lot of citizen input of any kind. There's not a lot of repeat topics. But since the flood, this has been one that has constantly come up. Not just for me. I sat around and watched other people ask for this the first time, and I just let it go, and then magically it appeared. And then one day, it magically disappeared. There's no discussion. We just don't do Zoom anymore. And there have been constant people asking for this, not just me. And some of the people asking for it cannot be here. So I'm asking for them. I'm asking for myself. I'm asking for the people who have no good reason that they can't attend. They just don't want to, and they'd rather do it on Zoom. I'm asking to have it. If nobody shows up and there's zero people in there for 8 months in a row, keep doing it. I think we have so many problems here that we're trying to solve that are beyond our scope. I mean, flooding is immediate top of my mind. We don't have a lot of control in that. We fully control this situation. I'm not sure what else to do because it's now been literally months of me making this request, and I'm okay that you're not giving me what I want. But there's nothing happening. I have emailed every member of council about this. I've directly emailed you, Bruce. I have run for this position so that I could do something about it. I have spoken to you in person. I've contacted the Tribune to see if we can get some headway there. And across all of that, now I'm again okay that you're not just giving in, that that's not what I want. There's been no conversation of any kind. Some sort of remote option has never made it to the council agenda, even though several members of council across multiple different instances have spoken to me personally and said they support this. So is a remote option up to the council? And if so, I'm asking one of you to do something about it and put it in the agenda so that we talk about it instead of me talking at you and hoping that 2 weeks later anybody acknowledges this. If it's not up to the council and it's up to our mayor, I'm asking you to put it up so that we can talk about this. I'm not asking you to blindly give me what I want. But I'd like to know, number one, can we have it? Because you're not even saying no, you're saying nothing. Can we have it? If we can't, why? I'll accept it. And if we can, I'd like to do what I can to help out. I'm currently trying to get it going with Friends of the Sumas Library, where we don't have equipment. And we are offering a remote option. I'm going through the hurdles right now to learn how it all goes, the moderation controls, and I'm offering to help if I can. I would like to help solve the solution. I would like to help up keep this up and running so that you don't have to, if that's an option. But I don't know it's an option because nobody will talk or acknowledge about this other than me asking. And then 2 weeks later, I ask again. There's no acknowledgement of any kind. And I think communication is one of the biggest solvable problems that Sumas is facing. Talk to us. I get why you have the barriers up that you're not allowed to talk back and forth with me right now, even though we just saw the power of us actually talking to each other. So keep the barriers up if you want. What do we need to do for you all to talk to us at some point and tell us, yes, no, here's the problems, here's how we solve it. Just, I'd love a remote option. That'd be really cool. We're here. Talk to us. And also, library is reopened. That's exciting.
Wow. Anybody else? And we have a letter from Kayla Sam requesting the same regarding the Zoom. Can I just talk about the solution now?
Whatever you choose, Bruce.
So we're not against Zoom, but what everybody has to understand is we would have to put someone dedicated here just to do that.
I'll do it.
It has to be an employee of the city or staff, and that would be a paid position. So
okay.
What we've decided to do is the meetings are recorded, and what we'll do is within a day or two, Michelle's got the platform set up to put the recordings on our website so you can listen to the entire meetings. So that's what we got for now. So
audio.
Audio.
Yeah.
Yeah, audio recording. So I hope that helps.
Do I have a comment?
No, probably not. I'm just telling you what we're doing.
Okay. See you in 2 weeks.
Pardon?
I said then I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Okay. So any other public comment or citizen input? Okay. Move on to old business. Nothing in old business. Flood committee, anything to report?
No, nothing. Just the usual horrible silence of people doing nothing. I mean, it's sickening, but it's what it is.
There is a burn meeting at the end of the month.
Where at?
I think it's gonna be at our city hall. Nooksack City Hall.
The Nooksack.
It's just with the engineers. It's a pre-development stage. So, but that, nice. I know it doesn't affect you guys. It doesn't. It does affect us later.
Right.
But that's about, I think it's the 27th of July. I can verify the date.
So are they at a meeting with Everson about that already?
Everson, so we've had meetings, but nothing. John kind of goes to different things. So I don't get all the information. So. Oh. Just want to say, going along with the flood, that is part of it. So,
can we go?
That I don't know. I know it's just an engineer thing. They're developing the whole plan, and then it goes public. So this is kind of like how they want to do things.
So pre-SEPA type of.
Yeah, just getting it out and getting the engineering done.
Right.
And then the county will present it from there. But yeah, so. I am taking a part, you know, account of what comes this way from our end. So just so you know.
I appreciate that. Yeah. I mean, you live here.
Yeah, I live right around the corner.
Staff reports, Chief.
Everything's going well. Bubble Run went really well. No major issues there at all. Been fairly busy otherwise, but our two major events obviously are, which are the last time I reported our community days, fireworks, and then our pull around with that. We didn't really generate much of a major issue, so that was good. So
good.
Yeah. Good turnouts for both, obviously, which is nice to see, and the weather cooperated, so it was nice as well. So good. Otherwise, yeah, we went through summer.
Thanks, Dan. Hope works.
Yeah, just like to let everyone know, starting next week, the city crew will start painting the street, the roads. We'll start with yellow and then go to white or white and yellow, whatever you guys want to do. But we'll be around street sweeper ahead and then put the paint down, bottom line, center line. So that takes about 2 weeks. So just be aware and be patient.
But it was a surprise what they did outside of there. I thought they were just going to patch it.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Now we got a reason, right?
Do we not hire anybody for that?
Hire somebody to do that? No, we do it in-house.
Really? I can't remember. For some reason, I couldn't remember.
No. Back in the day, we would have the county do it. That got very expensive.
Yeah.
And when we've priced out before to have a striping crew to come do it, it's very expensive.
No, yeah.
It's very cost effective for the public works to do it in-house.
Yeah. Yeah. It's wonderful.
Thanks, sir.
Yep.
Right.
I don't have anything.
City clerk?
I do not either.
Yep.
I do not have anything for open session.
Okay. Any other business?
Make a motion to pay the bills.
Second. We have a first and second to pay the bills. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Bills are paid. Thank you. Are we going into executive session?
Yeah.
Okay. So now we'll go into executive session for approximately
would estimate 15 minutes.
For 15 minutes, and so we'll reconvene at 7:35, 37 maybe.
Okay, we're back.
Okay, we're back in open session. After discussing legal issues with about our water rights, does anyone want to take any action on our discussion?
I make a motion for staff to sign our water judification
claims
against the state.
Well, for the purpose of the state.
For the purpose of
the state water
of the state water judification.
Second. Okay, we have a first and second to authorize the staff to proceed with filing and negotiating a water adjudication claim with the state. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, motion passes. Any other?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
We have a first and second to adjourn. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right, thank you, ladies and gentlemen.